Half a million anti-government protesters took to Warsaw's streets yesterday. Organisers claim it was one of the biggest demonstrations since the end of communism over 30 years ago. It was prompted by the passing of a bill to set up a parliamentary commission to investigate Russian influence in Poland since 2007. Joining us now is Amanda Coakley, Eastern European correspondent at CODA Story. Amanda, people travelled from all over Poland for the protest in Warsaw. It was joined by former Polish President Lech Wałęsa and former Prime Minister Donald Tusk, who said the protest was about the high cost of living and democracy. So what was at the heart of this protest?
So I think what was at the heart of the protest was frustration at the ruling Law and Justice Party. They've been in power since 2015, and since that time, they've really eroded or taken great steps to erode Polish democracy. So stacking the courts full of judges that are favourable to the ruling party, controlling the state media and other media groups throughout the country, and then rolling back the rights of women and minorities as well. So people have put up with a lot in Poland, people who don't support the ruling party. And this event yesterday, these protests, it was really kind of a way to let off steam and come together to show their frustration.
And can you describe the mood amongst protesters? Because Warsaw's mayor said the protests were about that opposition that you're describing to the ruling Law and Justice Party, its conservative agenda, and that essentially more people want a more open, tolerant and European-facing Poland.
Yes, so the mood was actually really one of surprise. People in Warsaw had been talking about this demonstration for many days. I went with a few friends, and I think throughout the day people thought it couldn't get bigger, and then it was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And as you said in the introduction, you know, these are the largest demonstrations in Warsaw since the 1980s. And of course there were other kind of smaller demonstrations across the country as well for people who couldn't make it to the capital. So there was really a sense of surprise. People were annoyed. It was clear that they had had enough. But again, there was also a sense of what can this do? I think it's important to not get carried away and realise that the parliamentary elections are in autumn and there's 4 months to go. And the ruling Law and Justice Party, they have all the state apparatus at their fingertips. So everybody there knew this is a great moment, but we're still 4 months out from the election.
Well, the protests follow a bill passed last week to form a parliamentary commission to investigate alleged Russian influence in Poland. And protesters see that commission as a tool to bar some opposition leaders in participating in politics. So is there a real concern about democracy in Poland?
Oh, there absolutely is. And there was a concern before the Russian influence bill was signed by President Duda last week now. I think what the approach that Law and Justice has taken to democracy in Poland has been like a salami slice, right? Bit by bit, year by year, another thing goes. It started with the Constitutional Tribunal, then it was the press, then it was, for example, women's reproductive rights. Now it's this Russian influence legislation. So people are kind of wondering what is next. So there are absolute concerns, but also people I spoke to, they felt that they hope that the European Union, that Brussels will step in. They're already withholding EU funds, but I suppose they feel that they have some level of support from being in the European Union.
But the Law and Justice Party would say that this bill is important, especially within the context of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Is that a fair point?
I think that so people who I've spoken to about this, they say that it is very clear that this is set up for the elections, and that the Russian influence in Poland. And of course, there is Russian influence in Poland. There is vast amounts of Russian disinformation, that there are already structures in place, rigorous structures that protect Poland, and that the Polish counterintelligence services, for example, are very good at their jobs and what they do. So the fact that this is kind of squarely aimed at politicians and squarely aimed at the opposition really kind of makes people question this approach.
Finally, Amanda, will there be more protests?
At the moment, I can see there being more protests. It was very clear yesterday, kind of as people disbanded, that, you know, it was a great day out. And there was that anxiety about what would it actually mean? Would it have an impact? I was speaking to members of Civic Platform, the main opposition party. And I was asking them, you know, how are you guys going to capitalize on this? And their answer was, we're not sure. So I think, I don't think that there will be more protests unless something else happens and another move is taken by the ruling party to kind of go further down this path.
Amanda Coakley, Eastern European correspondent at CODA Story, thanks for joining us.